Hello, my name is Cheryl Berzanskis, and I'm speaking to you from my local stretch of the Mother Road, Amarillo. High Plains Public Radio's 2026 Spring Read features that beloved highway, all 2,400 miles of Route 66 across 8 states and 3 time zones. As the historic highway turns 100, BookBytes aims to celebrate its past and present influence on America. I first heard of Route 66 due to a 60s television show of the same name. Then I heard a jazzy 1946 song popularized by the Nat King Cole Trio entitled Get Your Kicks on Route 66. Then I moved to the Panhandle and learned everyone here calls our historic stretch of highway 6th Street. It is definitely a place where the kicks still exist. The connection I cherish most to Route 66 is the winner of the 1939 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, The Grapes of Wrath. The John Steinbeck novel has informed our understanding of America, of individual and collective human endurance, economics, and just how shabbily we can treat our fellow man. Maybe I'm not qualified to say this, and I admit that, but I think it is a work of genius. I reread The Grapes of Wrath last year, and not a day has gone by that I haven't thought about some aspect of the 30-chapter book. Steinbeck introduced us to the Joads, a poor tenant farmer family from Salisaw, Oklahoma, who joined an estimated 2.5 million people uprooted by a combination of the Dust Bowl and Great Depression. They, like thousands from our listening area, headed west in search of a better life. Tom Joad, Ma Joad, Rosa Sharon, Jim Casey, and others provided us with more than a sad tale. They embodied characters that spoke both to the time and the ages. Tom left behind individual self-interest in favor of collective welfare. Ma Joad became the citadel of the family. Rosa Sharon nursed a starving man in the book's final scene. And in Chapter 4, Jim Casey invited us to find spirituality through human connection, a Steinbeck theme. I figured, maybe it's all men and all women we love. Maybe that's the Holy Spirit, the human spirit, the whole shebang. Maybe all men got one big soul everybody's a part of. Now I sat there thinking it, and all of a sudden, I knew it. I knew it so deep down that it was true, and I still know it. As the Depression deepened and the Dust Bowl blew harder, the refugee farmers and families sank deeper and deeper into despair. Hunger and illness grew more prevalent and hope more elusive until we reached the most important lines of the book. In the eyes of the people, there is the failure, and in the eyes of the hungry, there is a growing wrath. In the souls of the people, the grapes of wrath are filling and growing heavy for the vintage. Still, between scenes of hard choices, disappointment, and death, Steinbeck sparked bits of hope in humanity, and in one scene from Chapter 15 was memorialized by the late Kris Kristofferson in his 1982, Here Comes That Rainbow Again. May, a waitress toiling in a roadside cafe, sold 2 nickel candies for a penny to a couple of nameless, hungry, oaky boys. In turn, 2 truck drivers whose pie, coffee, and tip came to a quarter, each rounded up to 50 cents apiece, and refused May's offer of change. Her gruff compassion toward the kids became her reward, and in the song's rainbow, we glimpsed hope. Happy birthday, Route 66. For the Spring Radio Readers Book Club on High Plains Public Radio, this has been Cheryl Berzanskis.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains.